Brings us to a matter of Mr. Edmund Ruffin. Just now, welcome back.
Welcome back. Haven't been here for a while, so when it rains, it pours. Mr. Ruffin is requesting authorization to construct an 18-foot by 36-foot open-sided boathouse over an existing boat slip at a private, non-commercial, open-pile pier situated along the Ware River in Gloucester County. The project is protested by an adjoining property owner. A little washed out. Help you out here a little bit. This is Ware Neck, Object Bay here. This is the Ware River. Project's located in that general vicinity. The Ruffins proposed to construct an 18-foot by 36-foot open-sided boathouse over their existing boat lift located at the end of their pier, which extends 125 feet channelward of mean high water. All of the proposed new roof areas are within the confines of the area that's occupied by the pier and boat slip currently. The private pier and uncovered boat lift were determined to be statutorily authorized in 2009. So the pier and boat lift are there now. This is a earlier aerial image, and it has the Gloucester County GIS information on it. I will say that these property lines are generally an approximation, but pier's located approximately here now, goes off at this angle. This is the property line as depicted on the GIS. The property includes approximately 600 feet of shoreline fronting along the Ware River. Development along this portion of the river is primarily residential and includes several large parcels. This is a plan view drawing that was included with the application. You can see the boat lift is, or the boat roof would be installed here over the existing boat lift. It's 18 foot by 36 foot. It indicates approximately 200 feet from mean high water. I don't believe it's that long. The Ruffins propose to construct an 18 foot by 36 foot open sided boathouse. I'm sorry, I just read that. This is the cross sectional drawing, 18 feet wide. Peak of the roof would be 14 feet above the current deck level of the pier. It's a ground shot showing the existing pier, boat lift. It's currently located right here. You can barely make it out in the picture. The roof would be constructed over that. The project is protested by the upstream adjoining property owners, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Walker. They have not submitted a written objection, but they have clearly expressed their opposition to the project to staff by telephone, and they are here today. They believe the existing pier was constructed too close to their property and that the boathouse roof will further impact their view of the river from their property. The project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground, and since it will not extend beyond the current structure, there will be no impact on navigation. No state agencies have commented regarding the project, and no comments were received in response to our public notice. This is a good picture here. That is a little closer view of that 2011 aerial. This is the pier. Boat roof would be located here. As you can see, the Walker's Pier is oriented this way, so you can see their concerns on the view. Property is lined, according to the information that I have seen, is somewhere in here. The Ruffins believe it might be further over this way. Or I'm sorry, the Walkers believe it might be further over that way. The pier is located on the upstream portion of the Ruffins' property and angles towards their shared property line, but it does not cross the imaginary extension of that shared property line based on the information that we have. The imaginary extension of the shared property line does not necessarily define the riparian boundaries between the properties. If the Walkers believe the pier infringes on their riparian rights, that would be a property rights issue that would need to be adjudicated in circuit court. Had the proposal not been objected to by the Walkers, the open-sided boathouse would have been statutorily authorized under the exemption in 28.2-1203A5 of the code. The boathouse appears to be reasonably sized to provide protection for the Ruffins' boat, and the open-sided design should only minimally add to the obstruction provided by the pier and boat lift, especially with the boat in the boat lift. The project will not impact navigation since there's no encroachment beyond the existing pier and boat slip. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nyker. Anybody have any questions, Mr. Nyker? Thank you. Very, very well explained. Thank you, sir. Is the applicant present? You've already been sworn in. Please state your name again for the record.
Jeff Watkins with Riverworks, the agent and contractor.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mr. Ruffin is unfortunately not able to be here today. His wife has surgery scheduled, and they could not really reasonably change the date. But he did want to be here because it's very important to him. Mr. Nykirk addressed it pretty much as well as I can. The only thing I said to Mr. Ruffin last week when he told me he couldn't be here was to send a copy of the survey. And I permitted this originally and built that pier originally for Mr. Ruffin, and the issue of the property line came up back then in 2009, and the placement of the pier was put on this side of the property because it's the shortest distance to deep water, therefore it costs less. Okay. Now he's had a boat sitting out there for 5 years. He's realized that he's had to replace the upholstery twice, and he wants, and his son has eaten up the gel coat, so he wants to put a shelter. Like just about half the roof, half the piers in this river have a roof, and it's open-sided, and he doesn't want to build it any longer than he has to. And I did bring a copy of the survey, but you don't have it in your folder, and this nice little machine might do us justice. What's delineated there is Mr. and Ms. Walker's property, and has their physical survey showing their home and their pier. And I have written Walker there with an arrow. Mr. Ruffin owns the 60-acre farm next door, and I have a copy of his plat as well. And his pier, I have spotted it, and the way I spotted that on there is because that projected property line goes out into that marsh cove, and there is a pipe out there with a flag on it. And I measured over from their pier, from that projection, 75 feet. And between the two piers, using Google Earth, which is a wonderful tool, and you can measure, and both piers are there, and they haven't moved, you get 300 feet between the closest point on those two piers. I can show you this one. That shows Mr. Ruffin and Walker with that Walker's physical survey, and with that there. Here, but it shows you the Ruffin farm and shows you that 90 degree angle on that property line from that back driveway. So it's really easy to spot yourself in the river and give you that projection. And I'm happy that I've got five copies if you all want these. You probably want these since I'm working.
If you would, please.
Be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
Reserve the right to be called back if need
sure.
be. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Okay. Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak in favor of this proposal? Anyone who wishes to speak against the proposal? Please come forward. Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
please state your names for the record.
I'm Robert Walker.
Linda Walker.
Terrific. Thank you very much. We will have to keep these for at least 30 days. Thank you.
I would like to say that if I was ever going to have a pier built, this is the man to build a pier. I mean, I called you after Isabel. You never shut it up. But that's all right, because everybody called me after Isabel. So, at any rate, the only thing that we didn't get the sign-off on this thing, the letter at first, right? And then in the application, it's on the original one, it has that written in it, and by his hand, it says that there will be no roof on it, and he told me that he wasn't going to put a roof on it when he came over to see where the pier was. If you go back to the last three pages of that document, you'll see, well, there's a highlighted piece in there saying that we should have gotten an APO from him. I would say,
you, because you were the contracted agent, you said if you would take care of
that. Mr. Walker, please address the commission and speak into the microphone.
I'm not arguing with him, but it hurt me. Anyway, this is the contracted agent that was supposed to take care of everything, because Ned's up in Richmond. He doesn't live there. He comes down there for the weekend. And fiberglass does get eaten up by the sun. I've had a bunch of boats. In fact, I worked on the water most of my life. Tugboats, captain. Anyway, the last three pages of that thing show you just about exactly what we're talking about. If you take a look at the
picture being worth a thousand words.
If you take a look at the top page, you can see the orientation of my house, right, and the pier. And once again, it's a good pier. He builds good piers. He does. And if you look at the second page, you see the view that I have looking out over the river. Now, this view is the same view we get in the family room, except for that one spot that has the post in it where they're hung in the window. This, from the kitchen window, from the deck, from the back, everything. This is the view we have when we look out at the river, the orientation of our house. If you flip it up to the next one, you'll see that this is what we have, and this is not as tall as it's going to go. I put it on this thing, because we use the, this is about as tall as it is, I would imagine.
But it's not the scale.
It's not the scale, but it's what we're going to be seeing after the roof is built. This is what we just put that on there. That's about right, isn't it? When you say close, I mean not dimensions. But it takes all the rest of the view. And at this particular time,
The red button.
Oh, got to hold it.
Got to hold it.
Okay. Now, this is the river that you see. This down here is down toward the end of it. But that's our view of the river. And that was our property value. We have one of those things like Ned's got. We've got an offset lot. And then we have the rest of the 40 acres goes back off the other side. In fact, the 40 acres is right next to his. Right. So, at any rate, that's it. My view's gone. I had planned, right? This is a pretty good angle, but I had planned to put bayberries along the bank here. And we have Nuttall coming down there to do that, right? But you're gonna put bayberries in there, and that would block off most of the pier. And you expect to see piers on the river. You do. If you have a waterfront property, you expect to see piers. But he's got 600 feet of waterfront. Can we get this thing on there?
Well, they've got it.
Okay, all right. We have 600 feet. He has 600 feet of waterfront, and if they had just said we didn't get a thing to sign, we didn't even know it was going to be built. It didn't take you long to build it either, did it? Or excuse me, it didn't take Mr. Watkins long to build it, because they know what they're doing. Now the only reason why we got it stopped was because he came over one morning and they drove four big pilings, and we wondered what the world was going on because we didn't know, because we didn't get one of these APO things for this one either. Like I said, I don't object to the pier. It's there. There's, you know, it's there. But when you start cutting off the rest of the view from the house, and I can't cover that with vegetation without eliminating the entire purpose of the view of the house. That was our selling point. That was the thing that was going to sell the house, was the view. Straight down the river. And storms, when storms come, Isabel especially, I lost my pier. And who did I call to come and try to get it fixed? I called him. Because he builds good docks. I wouldn't have to worry about it blowing away again. But don't worry about the pier, my pier blowing away, because I got three more in my yard. Right? So it just didn't matter. Cause, anyway, winds come from the southeast. He's to the southeast. That's straight out the river to the mouth. And I can work around the pier because we're just going to put bayberries in there. And when the bayberries grow up and bush up, right, it'll cover most of the pier. And that'll give you break this part right here. You won't be able to see that. And it'll probably get up into the pier. Coverage will get into the pier with vegetation. And that won't make it be so bad. But when you put that roof on there, my view's gone. Completely gone. The irritating part about it was I didn't get an APO to sign for the pier, because if I had gotten one, I would have suggested that we move the pier slightly down or slightly to the left of where it is, so that it wouldn't be that big thing. You can see he's got 600 feet of shoreline, and I don't really think that pier is perpendicular to the shore, but you know, it doesn't matter. That's moot. I can't cover that roof with vegetation and not just destroy the whole view. And as far as the fiberglass getting damaged by the sun, I know fiberglass gets damaged by the sun. I'm willing to buy him any boat cover that he wants to cover that, a cloth cover to cover that boat. I mean,
that we're suggesting as an option. The concern is the boat. I mean, a little bit. And I'm not trying to be flip here, but it's sort of like when you buy waterfront property and you have a pier and you have a boat, you have to expect it's going to get rained on, you're going to have to expect it's going to get sun. It's similar to buying a house next to an airport and then complaining about the noise. So in that regard, we can appreciate that, but this has been 5 years now. As Ms. Watkins has said, it's been 5 years.
5 years.
The reason that the Code of Virginia does have the fact that if an opposing neighbor opposes it, there has to be a permit required, is the fact that obviously the state of Virginia recognizes there can be a negative impact. It does not say or list what negative impacts are acceptable or not acceptable. That falls in your purview to do that. So, and your judgment in that. What we're saying is the pier is there. I think our pictures and our package show, you know, our house is angled and it came straight across to us. You know, it didn't dog-like, it didn't do anything. It came straight in front of us. So, okay, it's there. But we really would not like to see the boathouse covered over on that. We think there's another option where that can make us happy and cover the issue of the boat being damaged.
And we didn't get an APO for the original one, for the original permit.
Back in 2009.
Back in 2009. We didn't get one. And I think my neighbor, Mrs. Grant, certainly let Mr. Ruffin know what he should, that it would have been nice, or what the law was actually. And then in the part three of the appendixes, it says, briefly describe your proposed project. Private pier, no roof, 6x200, et cetera. And he told us there wasn't going to be a roof on it. And we didn't object to that because the pier's there. I mean, they are fast. They're really good too. And I will say that. And then, of course, on the going further into the property owner's name, printed type, you know, that kind of thing. It's no signatures there. And then on the U.S. Corps of Engineers, I can't read that. On the U.S. Corps of Engineers Regional Permit 17, it has a check mark down there where it says, will the proposed include attached open-sided roof designed to shelter a boat slips or boat lifts? And it's checked yes there. But I didn't get a chance to even talk to the man about it. If we had moved it, if you look on the slide on the screen here, can we get that up there?
Well, it,
no, this, can we get the one on the screen up there, ma'am? Thank you very much. Excuse me for this, but if we had moved, if we had moved this pier this way, all of this would be moved. There would, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be standing here. Okay, if we had moved this pier this way to where it would be parallel to the line, just that far. Don't mind looking at the end of it. Wouldn't mind looking at the end of a boathouse roof. I'd have, the view would still be there, at least partially. Anyway, no APOs on either one of them. Didn't get to sign it, didn't get it. And the only reason why we stopped it was because he came in and by noon he had four piles driven. And we didn't know. But this time we weren't going to get, we tried not to get shorted out on anything.
And I will say we did finally, after we called, after we saw the four pilings going in, we did call Chip Nykirk and we did get the form for that. But our question comes back to when the pier was built, we understand the statutory situation with that. But still, I mean, we were still supposed to have been notified for that. So would we have gotten it if we had not called? So a concern there. No, nothing against that, but... but in any case, the bottom line is we oppose the boat roof going on. We think there's another option that can handle the boat damage situation of his concern, and we can at least look through the piling for our view rather than at a solid fixture. So we appreciate the time.
And I will buy him a boat cover of his choice, a cloth one, so he can roll it up and put it in a box on the side on the pier, you know, so he doesn't have to have it in the boat with him all the time. I'm willing to do that.
To sit tight for a minute here, Mr. Nykirk, can you shed some light on this notification issue?
This is a little confusing in that there were two separate applications. There was an application in 2009 for just the pier and boat lift. That came in. They apparently did not receive an adjoining property owner notice. There's no requirement for a permit from us, so we don't send a notification out when it looks like it meets the exemption in the code, because it's exempt. It doesn't require. In fact, we used to send those out all the time, and we'd get it. You know, the neighbor would complain about it, and then we turn around and have to tell them, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't require a permit from us, and they go, well, why in the heck did you send me a notice, and now I've ticked my neighbor off, and I couldn't have done anything about it. In this case, maybe they could have worked something out and moved it further. So there's you know, a little give and take on that. But in any event, that one did not require any notice from either us or from the applicant. The APO form is in the application, and you know, a lot of people will send it, you know, regardless. The second application that we received that was for the roof only. That one, there were no APO forms presented with that in the application. We notify them because they have to have either be notified and not object to it or send in a form to meet the exemption. So in this case, they objected to it, and that's why it's before you here today.
Okay. Yes, please, ma'am. I'd like to get the process issues resolved and clarified on the record before we move forward.
The whole pier issue came up in 2009. Again, it was starting to be built. I called Mr. Nykirk. I've got all my notes about all that. He sent me their pier application. I also went online and printed off the whole form, which was the joint permit application. What he sent us was exactly what he should have sent us and what I had asked for, the application itself. However, when you looked at the whole thing online, the second part states, now this is for the pier. You may include, and this would reference the applicants themselves, you may include signed adjacent property owner acknowledgement forms found in this short form. You must provide these addresses in Part 1, which they did on their application. Whether or not you use the APO form is up to them. If not included, VMRC or your local wetlands board must, not shall, not may, must notify all APOs of your proposal.
That did not happen. Now, this is for the pier application.
Yeah, that's right. The pier in 2009 was statutorily authorized. This was something that state law allows the property owner to do.
Understand that.
It doesn't need a permit from us.
Yeah, but what it's saying is we, as the property, adjacent property owners, should have been notified of that so we had at least had an opportunity. I mean, I'm reading, unless
there's
I'm...
no permit, ma'am. The permit's the trigger.
No, I'm not saying permit.
The permit is the trigger for the notice is what the commissioner's trying to get at.
Okay.
Because there was no permit required.
That's not how this reads, though.
You didn't have to send us any information.
Okay, well, anyway.
If we had known that he was going to build a pier, you could have built that pier over here, couldn't you?
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Walker.
Yes,
I just wanted to clarify where we were from a procedural standpoint with the original pier back in 2009. The fact of the matter is the pier is there now. It is legal. It is authorized under the law. And what is before the commission now is whether or not the boathouse roof should go on.
That would be the last picture that you have on.
Right. Is there anything else you wish to address the commission as far as the boathouse roof goes on?
Just a question.
Okay. Yeah. We have questions from the commission. Mr. Tankard.
I just wanted, if you would, you mentioned here in the Walker's points opposing Ruffin open-sided boathouse, and in one of these bullets you mentioned a phone conversation July 23rd, 2009, Mr. Ruffin stated his pier would look like ours, no boat roof. This is a phone conversation? And could you tell us, just elaborate on that a little bit, just so I understand?
When we noticed that this was happening, of course, I immediately got on the phone and started to call, track down the permitting and all of that, as well as getting hold of Mr. Ruffin to find out, you know, what the intention was or what was going on. And I'm a notorious note taker. These are my notes from that day. So it was around 3:45 on July 23rd that I talked to him. These are my notes from that conversation. And he stated that he said if the pier would look like ours, no boat roof would be added, period. Now, on July 25th, 2 days later, he was walking with the neighbor's grandkids down our lane, we had been on the seat. So we asked him if he had a minute, could he come up to the house? We wanted to show him what it looked like from our view. And he was kind enough to go up there. We showed him, this is what we're looking at here. Obviously, it's there, you know, and we told him what we objected to was the fact that he, when they first bought the property, they came over and introduced themselves saying, hey, we are, here we are. But then when it came time to do something, there was no neighborly, consideration. Well, that doesn't, you know, in the overall scheme of things. But the bottom line is he told both of us then and there that he had no intentions of doing anything else other than about what he had put there. So we said, fine, great. And that was the end of the conversation. So.
Any other questions from the commission? Ms. Erskine.
I appreciate that you have, you know, opposition to this as a view shed issue. The applicant has the right to apply, you know, for this, and that's why it's here today. Would you, in your opinion, I understand you're opposed, but would you have any compromise that a smaller boathouse would be appropriate, in your opinion?
Well, look, can I just add, if you take a look at the pictures that we provided you there, and you're sitting inside your house in your family room, and you're looking right out there, what would your answer be to that?
Well, I'm not, but your answer.
To boat roof because basically, I mean, if it had been off to the side, we wouldn't have a problem. But it comes straight across in front of us. So, like I said, if it was been off to the side, angled a little bit, you know, we're on the river. Pearson boathouses can be expected, but this comes straight across in front of us.
Well, when you indicated previously, and I don't really want to go back to 2009, but you had said that the pier, if it had moved downriver a little bit on the applicant's property, that you would be okay with looking at a pier that's what you see on the river, and you would see the end of the boathouse, and that would be okay. As it is now, the boathouse is in your view shed. So my question is, do you have a compromise that a smaller boathouse would be acceptable? Or is your answer no, it would not be acceptable?
The answer would be no, and the reason for that answer is because of this. It's the angle of the pier going in front of us. Now, if that pier had been angled differently, we would be in support of a boathouse because we don't mind that. But the fact is, when you look at the rotation of our house, based on where this pier is coming across, it is directly across our field of vision. It's not off to the side. It's not a little down the road. It is straight across our field of vision.
That's the first picture in the
series of three. So, I mean, that's it. I mean, like I said, we understand. People, you know, boathouses, we all like living on the water, the, you know, the piers, et cetera. We don't have a problem with that. But this comes straight across our field of vision. I mean, if we're showing it. We present the pictures to that effect. We think that if you got a mooring cover or something else, that would be a compromise, not acceptable to him probably, but it doesn't matter. I can't speak for him. What I'm saying is that if this pier had even been dog-legged when they started up, we wouldn't mind looking at his pier on that side, but it would be off. It would be on our side field of vision. It wouldn't be straight across in front of us, and that's why we're opposing it. We're not opposed to looking at something over here, but we are when it's straight across in front of us, when it isn't necessary.
I'll buy him. Like I said before, I'll buy him any kind of cover he wants to protect the fiberglass
on
his boat.
Yes, Ms. Walker, we understand that.
He got that.
Any other questions from the commission? I just want to make an observation that what happened in 2009 isn't really the issue before us here today. And as I recall, the testimony previously was that the pier was sited in order to get to deep water as quickly as possible at the minimal cost. What was in 2009 was done. It was done perfectly legally. Yeah. What we're at right now is the boathouse.
Right. Not, and none of our comments have addressed Mr. Watkins' focus of the property line. That if we have a question about that, that would be taken up differently at a different venue. So we do understand it. You have not heard us say anything about that.
Correct.
It's just if you look at those two trees, that's our view down the river from our house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, like I said, the pier's there. We can put bayberry on the bank and let it grow up, and it will cover that pier.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, you may, please.
I appreciate the Walker's comments, and they're very nice folks. Mr. Ruffin, like I said, can't be here. It's very important to him. The only thing he has really told me to do, he didn't know if the Walkers were coming today because there had been no letter written in opposition, so we were open-ended, and he said the only thing that he'd be willing to do would be, instead of making that a gable roof, take it to a hip, which you would shorten that ridge by about a third. And if y'all are familiar with what I'm talking about, instead of an open gabled end, your ridge would be shortened and you'd have hip rafters going down. So you could,
you want to put that picture back up that the Walkers had?
I'll tell you what might work. In that plan view, the ridge is going to be 36 feet long at that 14-foot height. If you take it to a hip, the ridge is going to be cut back by at least a third, maybe a little bit more, and therefore your height will only be at the eave. So you're losing 4 or 5 feet of height on both ends, and you're still getting cover. Now, that'll cost Mr. Ruffin a little more money, but not a lot.
And that's a compromise you're prepared to offer here,
sir? We've used that compromise before in front of this commission with some much bigger boathouses. And we traditionally build them on a 6-12 pitch. You can lighten it to a 5-12 and still get a snow load. So that lose you another 6 inches of elevation. So maybe to 13.5. And that's buildable. I'm not going to suggest something without Mr. Ruffin being here that's not reasonable. And if that's not reasonable to you all, I would ask that we table it so Mr. Ruffin can be here to express his concerns because it is his property. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Why don't you think he decided to do this originally? You know,
why didn't he plan for it originally?
Yeah.
He never lived on the river before, never owned a boat.
Uh-huh.
Now he's realized what he's gotten himself into with the boat, and he uses these boats.
Uh-huh.
And they're there. I can't tell you how often they're there, but he uses the property. And he plans on retiring there. Uh-huh. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yes, it does.
I think he's spent so much money on the boat that he realizes that he needs to protect it.
Any other questions from the commission?
And there are many of them on the river, certainly. From the walkers and from the ruffians, you can see boathouses.
I have a staff question, just so I'm clear on this. And sometimes, you know, when you do this once a month, you sort of, forget. So if this had come to us as a pier with boathouse, the adjacent property owners would have been statutorily...
We would have notified. Yes.
Been notified, and they could have had a complaint, which obviously they would have. And the outcome of that pier location possibly different.
If it came in together and that was a concern and that was a way that they could have gotten out of coming here and, you know, risking getting it turned down, they might have offered to move it or they might have, you know, moved it for some other reason. But, you know, it does appear that, you know, when you look at the aerials, the, you know, deeper water is, you know, as you go around that curve, going at that angle that they're at right now is the quickest way to get to deep water, which typically drives the orientation of a pier on the property line. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the notification was confusing to him, and for somebody that doesn't get them all the time, I can understand the concern.
And so thus, I'll follow-up question.
Yeah, please.
So the incremental nature of this mm-hmm. permit has...
Right, so really two separate applications.
Brought us to this point where we are.
Sorry, but on the 2009 pier permit, on this page it says original permit 17 certificate of compliance. Yes, was checked. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, was checked under the section that says, if the proposed pier is to include an attached open-sided roof design to shelter boat slips or boat lifts, is the roof less than 700 square feet? They checked yes. So the intention was there.
Let me do that real quick.
And that was for the pier. That was for the pier. That was the pier application.
No, there's three options here to answer. One is yes, one is no, and one is not applicable. What should have been checked there would have been not applicable because it's asking if the pier includes an open-sided boathouse. I'm assuming that was a mistake on their part, but the authorization we gave in 2009 did not include a roof. And if it had, you would have been notified.
But when I get a document that's supposed to be an application process, I can only go by what I'm thinking is the correct. All right, thank you.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Packard.
You know, when you look at the, as we just talked about, the incremental nature of what we have here, it has leaves the adjacent property owners at a disadvantage. In 2009, the application is for X, no boathouse. We've discussed today, and the testimony has been presented with notes that said, yes, Mr. Ruffin had no desire for a boathouse, but yet in 2014 we have a boathouse. So if this had been advertised and applied for as the applicant currently wants it, the adjacent property owners would have had some recourse, some part in the decision that we would ultimately make. And I certainly sympathize with adjacent property owners. This waterfront property is not cheap these days. And a lot of people move there for second homes. And thus, I would move to deny. I just think that this is a bit of a high price for these adjacent property owners to pay for a boathouse that probably should have been, that should have been advertised right from the beginning. So that's my...
Well, I would recognize that circumstances change. And
sure.
In ensuing 5 years, when the property owner realized the damage to his boat and the need for a boathouse, I can understand why this matter is before a commission now.
Sure.
I'm not saying one way or another.
Right.
Does the commission have a thought on the compromise reduced viewshed impact by the applicant's agent? I guess what I'm asking is this an all or nothing decision? Mr. Erskine.
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to say it's an all or nothing decision, but I do appreciate that the applicant or the representative of the applicant has suggested, you know, there might be a compromise to appease some of the view shed. I see where Mr. Tankard's coming from. This is something where your plans are set to build a pier, and you mark all the boxes and do the best of your ability, say what will be entailed with that, and your adjacent property owners, you know, will be notified properly, and things do change, but I have a hard time thinking that we would move ahead with this as proposed, you know, in light of the testimony and what we've heard from the adjacent property owners. I think they're in a difficult position, not having known 5 years ago what was going to take place here today. I do appreciate the compromise. I think that's a step in the right direction. I'm not sure this is an all or nothing situation. That's not a motion, certainly, but I would say I appreciate the compromise, and I think that's maybe something this commission can work off of if we feel it should move ahead. I guess the alternative I would offer is what the applicant said. If this is something that is too contentious or we want to hear from the applicant itself, that we would table this maybe till a later date when he could be here.
I have a procedural question to staff. Mr. Watkinson, if the commission denies this project, there is a year-long, as I recall, prohibition before returning with a similar application?
That's correct.
So if the commission denies this, it would give a year for the applicant and the neighbors to work out a compromise if that's possible.
I assume you could look at it that way, but yes, there is a provision in code that prevents reapplication within 1 year after it's not. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just wanted that clarification. Not sure that moves us forward at all.
No, I think in some ways it helps to maybe put a little bit more onus on compromise, that we know that this applicant can return to us in a year's time. I dare say there are a lot of boats out there without boathouses. Maybe they're all deteriorating, but it's not a horrible deterioration on an annual basis.
And I must say, I am troubled by the fact that this has been a two-step process. And as a result of that, while everything was done legally, it does indeed work to the property owner's detriment next door.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way the system is set up. Any other thoughts? Dr. Neal?
I got thoughts, but I don't have any real solutions. Well, you know, For one thing, I don't think having the roof on that pier makes it any less attractive than the open pilings. I don't think it makes what you're looking at look worse. In fact, it might make it look neater. I wasn't here in 2009, but I'm assuming that Ed was, and that if this would have been brought to the commission at that time as a whole thing, that we probably would have shifted the pier, or you would have shifted the pier to the upstream, up to the left, kind of thing. What I expect the commission would have done at that time. At this point, it's my general inclination would be to allow the thing, but this is kind of an odd one. How this work out? So no, I really don't have any real solutions. Late in the game to have moved the pier now.
I wouldn't find that to be a viable option at this point.
Well,
Mr. Packer?
I just, like I say, I find, the photos that are presented here today, it's a little staggering. I mean, the applicant that we heard before us on the boathouse with the 10-foot increase, you know, it didn't represent such a change in the view shed, you know. I mean, that's pretty significant. So that's why I think that this is worth denying at this time. That's, again, my motion to do so.
We have a motion to deny the application. as proposed. Is there a second? Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of a second. Back to square one. Commission operates on a motion. Mr. Erskine.
This is a unique situation. I was not here in 2009 either, and I think it would have been maybe a different scenario at that time. You know, we're not really debating that at this time. It does seem to be an issue that the applicant should be afforded the opportunity to protect his property. And thus, I would like to see either a compromise or my alternative. I'm not really necessarily interested in putting things off or making something kick in the can kind of down the road, but I'd rather hear from the applicant and see what he has to say with this. Maybe he would be okay with a denial of the permit in the sense that he'd be able to work something out in a year, and maybe that's okay with him to work out a compromise and come back. And maybe it's not, but I would make a motion to table this issue until the June meeting.
30 days? You think maybe 60 days might give the applicant and the neighbors more of a time to maybe work out some of the details?
That's a friendly amendment.
I'm not in a position to make an amendment, Mr. Chairman.
I'll amend my own motion to say maybe the July meeting. 60 days for the table this.
So it would be a motion to table this project for 60 days until the July meeting. Do I hear a second?
Ed won't be here.
That's right. Well, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of tabling this project till the July meeting? Say aye.
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 Aye. Any no's?
No.
Negative vote from Mr. Tankard, but the motion does pass. Jeff, would you please take this back to your client here?
Absolutely.
It is my fond hope that your client and the Walkers put their heads together.
It is mine as well, sir.
Thank you very much.